Good morning. Last week I read from Acts 2 about the last days, starting at Pentecost, which is about 2,000 years ago. This morning I'll read from Micah 4. We hear from best-selling Christian authors today like Hal Lindsey and Tim LaHaye that today we are living in the last days. And these authors have sold 100 million books. People are reading these things. We read that they say that we're living in the last days, that war, death, and destruction is all the church can look forward to, and that our hope is to escape by some rapture in this generation to a heavenly haven. Contemporary author Dr. John MacArthur says, quote, "There is nothing within the power of man to stop the inevitable destruction of the human race and the earth and the universe as we know it." We can be grateful that our founders, the Puritans, did not embrace such a notion about the last days. If they had, John Winthrop and Simon Bradstreet certainly would not have stepped foot on the Arabella to sail to America to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So what can we as Christians living in the last days today look forward to? Hear from the Word of God from Micah 4, starting in verse 1. "And it will come about in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. And many nations will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us about his ways and that we may walk in his paths.' And from Zion will go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will judge between many peoples and render decisions from mighty and distant nations. And then they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation. Never again will they train for war. And each of them will sit under his vine and under his fig tree with no one to make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. Though all the peoples walk, each in the name of his God, as for us, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame, gather the outcasts, even those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcasts a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on and forever."